Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
Good morning, my friend, and welcome to Missionary Echoes. I'm Pastor Joel, and it's my privilege to be with you on this Mother's Day. You know, this morning, I'm thankful for a great mother. Her love for Jesus and for her family is part of the reason that I'm serving the Lord today. A good mother is truly a blessing. I found this poem about mothers written by Jenny Stokes, and I want to share it with you today. It says, I'll tie their shoes and wipe their nose, clean their ears and trim their toes. I'll dry their eyes when filled with tears and chase away their every fear. I'll pick them up when they fall down and try to never wear a frown. I'll clear a path so they can see and help them choose what they can be. This is my prayer, my utmost plea, to be the best that I can be. And I won't give it up for fame or to establish a great name. For in my simple estimation, there is no better occupation than the role I play of mother, for it stands high above all others. Now today in our broadcast, I'd like to think about the love of God in relation to our mothers. On this Mother's Day, think about how a Christian mother can give us an example of the wonderful love of God.
Who puts a band-aid on my knee? Who holds me close so tenderly? Who always sees the best in me? There's no one like Mother.
My mother's gentle love, my mother's gentle love has taught me of God's tender care and turn my eyes above. I'll bless her all my days for all her gentle ways. Oh, how I thank my Lord above for my mother's gentle love.
Who always wipes my tears away? Who tells me I'll be
taught me of God's tender care and turned my eyes above. I'll bless her all my days for all her gentle ways. Oh, how I thank my Lord above for my mother's gentle love, for my mother's gentle love.
What a blessing a loving mother is in our lives. Let's look to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for our mothers. Lord, for the care and compassion they've shown to us, for the example they've set in loving Jesus and caring about others. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to follow in their footsteps, to be faithful, to be loving, to be kind, to have a heart for seeing others brought to you and to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, you see each one that's listening today. You know the one that today is dealing with a heartache. Lord, I pray that you would be with the one that needs your help today. Would you touch with healing? Would you give comfort? Would you give strength, Lord, we pray. Lord, for the others that are far from you and rebelling from you, I pray that they would hear your voice calling to them, recognize the need that they would have, and turn to you, we pray. Lord, for all that you do, we will give you thanks and give you praise, for truly you are worthy of it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street at Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock p.m. for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, this evening, we have a special speaker by the name of Chris Dewhurst is going to be coming and speaking to our young people, but everyone of all ages are welcome to join us for this service. It'll just be a special time. I hope you'll be able to join us in person, but if not, you can always go to lebanongmc.com where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's lebanongmc.com.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky a parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels song. Oh,
how measureless and strong it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels' song, it shall forevermore endure. It shall forevermore. Saints and angels' song.
For our message today, we're going to talk about the superior love of God. You know, this love of God is superior to all expressions of love that men and women can give. God's love is the divine attribute that indicates God's disposition to be self-giving and for the good of the other. You know, for many, God's love is considered his central attribute, and in that attribute, all other divine attributes are but expressions of his love. Others consider God's holiness or sovereignty to be the central attribute. Still others argue that there can be no single primary attribute of God because he's the perfection of all. But regardless of whether one views divine love as a central description of God's being, there is no doubt that every divine attribute is in harmony with every other. And in this, we see that these attributes express God's superabundant love. Love plays a central role in the language and the theology of the Bible. The word love in its various verb forms appear over 400 times in most English Bibles. Jesus was God in the flesh, giving us an example of how the love of God would play out in a life. So this morning, let's consider two scriptures. First, Jesus is entreated by a Canaanite mother. Listen how Jesus, the Son of God, God in the flesh, handles this situation. It's from Matthew chapter 15. We're going to break in at verse number 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, or Jesus, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You know, at first, as you read through this passage, you may wonder how Jesus talks to this lady, as it would seem that he's referring to her as perhaps a dog. But remember with me that Jesus came to Israel as the fulfillment of a covenant that he had made with Abraham and the forefathers of Israel. Jesus was come to bless Israel specifically with his presence as the Messiah. But in his sacrifice on the cross, salvation for sin would be offered to all men. The faithfulness of God to fulfill his promise is being displayed here. Jesus isn't just pushing the woman away and telling her to get lost. I think what Jesus is doing here is testing her faith. And in this test, she passes with flying colors. There's a persistence that would energize a mother then when the welfare of her child is on the line, isn't there? But stop for a minute with me and consider. Jesus himself had come to set his beloved Israel free from the power of Satan. You know, really, he understood far better than any other person standing there in the crowd that day the anguish of seeing someone you love suffer. This mother has watched her daughter suffer under the possession of a demon or the devil. But so great is this mother's faith that she trusts that even the crumbs or the insignificant bits of Jesus' power be sufficient to heal her daughter and to meet their need. And because of a mother's love, God's power and healing was secured for someone that may have been on the outside of Christ-focused ministry there in Israel. The superiority of God's love reaches beyond our limits, reaches beyond our understanding. You know, God is able for any person to set them free and to transform their life. He sees and He loves the outsider, the one that is lost and broken, and maybe nobody else notices them, no one else understands. Even those that feel as they call to God that He's not responding as I want, He's not hearing my pleas, Jesus is seeking to build their faith and to help them see who He is and the extent of His power and also His love for them. Our second scripture to consider is from John, Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 25 through 27. This is when Jesus is on the cross, and it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus His mother, and His mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw His mother, and the disciple standing by whom He loved, He saith unto His mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith He to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home." I realize this week how often I must have read this and thought how Jesus must have dearly loved His mother to make arrangements for her future, even as He was on that cruel cross. And it is clear that Jesus lovingly honored His mother by arranging for her future days. But there's even more to be accomplished here. John referred to himself as the disciple Jesus loved, and it's thought that John may have been a bit younger in years than the other disciples. Perhaps in this, John had a more gentle disposition than some of the other disciples. And could it be that Jesus provided for this disciple the love and the reassurance he would need for the days to come, as He's providing a home for Mary? You know, even in the agony of the cross, Jesus is thinking of the needs of those He loved. That compassion and care and love of a mother is a reflection of the image of God who created the woman. Now, obviously, the curse of sin brings corruption of what God created to be pure and good. But the love of God is on display in Jesus' thoughtfulness, even on the cross for those He loved. Mary had been chosen by God to carry the Messiah, a great honor to be sure, but the responsibility had come with its challenges. She had endured rejection, fears, questions. And now, as Jesus hangs on the cross, no doubt her mother's heart is breaking. But a plan far greater than anything she could imagine was being played out before her. She was witnessing the price of the redemption of the world being paid right there on the cross. Throughout God's Word, we're reminded of how much God cherishes the mothers in this world. He created the role of motherhood. He clearly stated in Scripture that mothers should be treated with honor. Ultimately, God gifts women with the opportunity for mothering. Now, I understand this morning that there are women listening today to this broadcast who were never able to give birth to their own children. And I want you to remember that God sees your heart. He knows the effect that has on you. And He is a God who never leaves your side, but He wants to bring comfort and satisfaction to the deep needs of your heart. God understands how best to show that mother's love exactly to the one who needs it. So perhaps whether you've ever birthed a baby or perhaps you help provide guidance and care for children, each woman has a very special gift, an appointment to care for the young, whatever the need. God's attribute of love is shown with a tenderness and a compassion that is part of your nature, and I'm sure that it gives God great joy to see you sharing that love with others. Mothers are truly blessed who honor God and find in Him the fullness of love so that they can reflect it on to others. This Mother's Day, may God pour out a special blessing on each and every woman as they share this precious part of God's heart, as God sends His love through you to be expressed to others. Oh, how our Heavenly Father loves mothers. And I trust that you'll have a happy Mother's Day. Oh, my friend, that love of God, it includes you this morning. God knows who you are. He knows where you're at. He sees your hurt. He understands all about it. And in love, he reaches out to you today. Can I pray for you this morning, on this Mother's Day morning? If you don't know the power of Christ in your life, I encourage you to consider what Jesus did for you on the cross and the love that he's extending to you, and ask him to forgive your sins and cleanse your heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross. We thank you for your love. For the one who is listening this morning and who does not know you as their Savior, I ask that you would speak to them just now. Reveal your heart of love to them. May they turn to you and find forgiveness and cleansing as they place their faith in you. Lord, we want them to experience the power of God at work in them, saving from sin and bringing them into a relationship with you. We thank you for the expressions of love that we have experienced, the ones we've seen transformed by the love of God. We ask for your will to be accomplished today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our time for this program is quickly coming to a close, but if you have a question about how to be saved or a spiritual matter, we would love to talk with you and share Jesus with you in person. You can stop by today during regular service times at 10:30 this morning for a morning service, or at 6 o'clock tonight. Or you can always call our church office and set up an appointment. The number to call is 717-273-3690. Or you can send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. It would be our delight to help you in any way that we can. We're a church of just ordinary people. But we've found the wisdom and power of God, that loving, faithful God, to be sufficient for all that we need. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a blessed week.
Over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He lifted me up into heavenly places. His banner over me is love. He lifted me up into heavenly places. His banner over me is love. He lifted me up into heavenly places. His banner over me is love.